Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, friends. Got a question for you. Wouldn't it be great to reach your goals automatically without having to constantly force yourself to take action? Wouldn't that be a relief? Wouldn't it be a relief to be able to reach your goals at a nice, steady pace without constantly having to battle yourself and battle your environment? Wouldn't it be great to just daily move forward towards your dream as easily as you can move across a room? Folks, it's time for you to direct your mental focus using this one key tactic, and that's what we're going to talk about today, making your subconscious your ally, and thereby using the power of habit. And I'm going to tell you something. You've got to have your mental focus in order for it to work. Because the habits you have right now, the ones that either slow you down or get in your way or sabotage your efforts towards your goals, the reason you have those habits is because of a mental focus you've had in the past. And that's what's got to change. So if you want to change those habits to where everything you do brings your goals closer to you without you having to fight yourself constantly, then the thing you're going to have to address is your mental focus. And, of course, I've got a quote. William James, one of my favorite philosophers, a pioneer in the field of psychology, wrote that the great thing, then, in all education is to make our nervous system our ally instead of our enemy. I'm going to read that again. The great thing, then, in all education is to make our nervous system our ally instead of our enemy. For this, we must make automatic and habitual, as early as possible, as many useful functions as we can. The more of the details of our daily life we can hand over to the effortless custody of automation, the more our higher powers of mind will be set free for their own proper work. That's what today's program is about. Greetings from sunny Destin, Florida, home of beautifully clear emerald green waters of the Gulf of Mexico and sugar white sandy shores. This is the Mental Power Hour, and I am your host, D. LeVon Lawrence, NeuroSculpting Certified Mental Fitness and Brain Training Consultant, author and designer of the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training System for improved mental concentration, better mental focus, stronger willpower, and ironclad mental discipline. I'm really going to start harping on the mental discipline part because that's the one that's most important. When you get a chance, folks, visit our show page here on blogtalkradio.com, click on the Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace links, and befriend us to help us get the word out. On today's show, mental focus and the power of habit. Remembering, of course, that when it comes to better mental focus and achieving your goals, what you want to do is, one, you want to achieve your most right desire. Your most right desire. Now, the reason I say that's important is because many of us have goals, but they're not even our goals. The way you're going to achieve something really significant is to make sure you really want it. That means you've got to know what you want. I harped on that last week. You got to know what you want, and it's got to be good for you. Some of the things we want, folks, are not good for us, and we wind up paying for them. Even in your own life, ask yourself, think of some of the things you managed to get over the years that you've turned around and ask yourself either, is this it? Or you might even regret the fact that you got it because it turned out to be something you really didn't want. You didn't get any satisfaction, or it turned out to be a pain in the butt. You've got to know what you want. So when it comes to achieving your goals, when it comes to aligning your subconscious to make sure you get somewhere automatically, you want to make sure the place you're going is exactly where you really want to go. So, you want to achieve your most right desire. Also, you want to achieve it on a straight, unwavering line of progression. Hey, I think I talked about that a little bit last week, but folks, you want to go in a straight line. Haven't you spent enough time up until now going right and left, of course? Wouldn't you like to get there? Some of us go so far off the line, we never even get back to it. Well, I'd say a majority of us. If most people could walk in a straight line, the world would be a whole different place than it is right now. So, you want to know what you want? You want to get there in a straight, unwavering line of progression? And you want to get there in the fastest time possible. And folks, the barriers that are in your way that slow you down, I guarantee, I could prove to you if you were right here in front of me, that they're all existing in your mind and your mind alone. When you can fix the mental obstacles, the real obstacles out in the world are nothing for you. They're a challenge to help you improve your own humanity, to help build your powers. They become a game. They become an adventure. The real problem, the real obstacle that slow you down and for many of us keep us from ever getting there are all mental. Fix that, you fix the problem. So you want to get what you want, what you really want. You want to get it in a straight line of progression. You want to get it as fast as possible. And folks, you want to do it as easily as possible, meaning you want to do it with the least amount of necessary struggle. So that's what we're talking about today. You were talking about mental focus. We're talking about habits, things you do on a daily basis that get you there to where you don't have to struggle with yourself each and every moment. And of course, the other thing is you want to get rid of the habits that you have now which do get in your way. And folks, I've read it. You've probably heard it. The best way, probably the only way, to replace a habit is with another habit. Nothing displaces a wrong or useless habit like a good, positive, beneficial habit. Play the habit game, you'll win it every time. We're going to talk about the subconscious mind and making it your ally. How's that done? It's a lot easier than it sounds. And we're going to talk about some tools you can use to help you along in the process. Again, it is easier than it sounds. Now, if you wish, you're welcome to call in during the show to ask any questions and get advice. The phone number is 347-884-9397. That's 347-884-9397. Also, you can contact the studio, the NeuroSculpting Training Studio, at 904-638-3851. Leave a message. I'll get back to you if you have any questions. Now, our sponsor is the NeuroSculpting Training Studio for the life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger willpower. Oh, and lest we forget, stronger mental discipline. Visit the NeuroSculpting Training Studio at www.neurosculpting.com, NEURO-sculpting.com. Now, for the big disclaimer, the information we provide on the Mental Power Hour is for the educational and entertainment purposes only. We do not claim nor suggest you ignore the advice of legitimately qualified mental health care professionals. If you feel you have a serious mental health issue, you should consult your doctor. And this week, I'm not even going to say that you should make sure that your doctor has no mental health issues. Now for the announcement. Oh, by the way, folks over in the chat room, hey, Damon, see you there, buddy. If you come into the chat room here at Blog Talk Radio via our show page, keep in mind that I don't chat with people during the show because I normally stay focused on the program itself. However, if you're in the chat room, if you have any questions, you can leave your question in the chat room. I'll be there right after the show is over to answer any questions, or you can go ahead and email me, trainer@neurosculpting.com. Or, of course, you can call our phone number for the studio, which is 904-638-3851, and leave a message. For the announcements, we are already starting on the website consolidation. We're bringing three websites into one website. We've already started moving articles over, moving certain videos over, and I've created a special video to announce that the free giveaway that we do at dynamicmentalfitness.com is being moved over to neurosculpting.com, and it's called 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness. It's a neat little ebook. It's self-contained. It's a complete course that anybody can use to begin moving toward better brain fitness and getting control of attention, getting control of mental focus, that sort of thing. I'm going to launch that video either later today or tomorrow morning, and we're going to go ahead and redirect anybody who goes to dynamicmentalfitness.com, redirect them over to NeuroSculpting. They'll wind up on that free giveaway page, and they can sign up for the course. The great thing about that 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness is that the radio show backs it up. If you begin to do that free course and you need some help, just tune into the radio show on Thursdays at 11:30 Central. You can call in. I'll give you the answers you need. Not a problem. Or, of course, you can email me, and I'll see if I can help you out that way. I'm going to launch a 7-part video series on mental concentration versus mental focus. It is the most informative video series you've ever seen on the subject. I'll be launching that on our YouTube channel. The YouTube channel for Dynamic Mental Fitness is at www.youtube.com/, Dynamic Mental Fitness. You'll go there. You'll see some videos we have that are great training videos, very informational. You'll see in the commentaries on the videos where people ask questions, and I answer the questions for them. The other thing is, next week's show will be pre-recorded. I'll be taking no phone calls because I'm going to be on the road all next week, going to go see a little bit of the country as I make my way away from Destin, away from the East Coast toward the West Coast, because, quite frankly, I've had enough of small-town life. It's time for me to hit the big city and start doing it to it, as I say. Going to be moving on up like the Jeffersons, friends, to the West Side. In any case, now, mental focus and the power of habit. I've got an illustration that occurred to me this week as I was thinking about this subject. One of the clients who I train personal in actual personal training, there are two of them in the same area, they're both realtors. The first thing I had to do when dealing with this client, because he's already successful, I deal with a lot of people who are business owners who are very good at their jobs. They just want to get past who they are right now and where they are right now. And their current level of activity seems, in most cases, they're already overworked. And they want to know how to get further, how to make more money, how to be better without having to tack on more hours to 12, 14-hour days that they're already working. So with this particular client, what we did, because he's a realtor, we had to come up with a system for him to understand where he is versus where he wants to go. So I just kind of threw together a little triangular model. At the top of the triangle, I wrote the word vision. Off to the left-hand side of the triangle, I wrote the word habits. And to the right-hand side of the triangle, I wrote the words sales system. Now, with this particular client, the first thing he needed to understand was he needed to know what he wanted. Did he really understand what it is he was trying to do with his life? Because sometimes while we're caught up in a career and we think to ourselves, man, I want to make more money. I want to work less hours. I want to enjoy my life more. Well, you have to clarify those things. You have to know, okay, well, here's my objective. Here's where I'm at right now. How do I get to that objective? Let me put the points in between. So I've got, I'm standing on, you are here, dot. That's where I'm standing. 10 steps down the road is my destination. What are the steps in between? What are those 10 steps that are going to get me there? You have to be able to clarify, this is what I'm going to do, this is how I'm going to do it, and in a lot of cases, and I know some people really don't like this, here's when I'm going to get it done by. Now, in this day and age, there are a lot of people who say, well, you're not really supposed to put a date on it. Folks, if you don't put a date on your objectives, how are you going to achieve? How are you going to know what pace you need to keep up? Putting a date on your objective requires you to get more detail on how you're going to maintain that pace, what pace you need to set. It can determine what quotas of action, how intense does your action need to be. So, yeah, you got to put a date on it. You got to know where you're going to go. You got to put a date on it. I mean, it's old school goal setting. It's Napoleon Hill. It's Zig Ziglar. These folks never said, oh, yeah, you determine your goal and you'll get to it when you get to it. Don't worry about the date. Folks, you'll never get there. And I know a lot of the law of attraction systems that are out there today tell you don't worry about a date. Just sit there and imagine your goal and all of a sudden it'll drop in your lap. Folks, keep dreaming. That's not the way it works. So with this particular person, we had to establish his vision. And one of the things I encounter over and over and over again, folks approach their goals in two ways. Either they utterly overestimate their ability and they're totally irrational about their goal, or they totally underestimate themselves. Now, here's a person who made $40,000 last year. Because of this person's established habits, and that's on the left-hand side of the triangle that we talked about, this person was going to be on pace for about another $40,000, maybe a little bit less, until this person met me. And we met in a very casual way. There was no appointment set or anything like that. We met on the beach. That's where I was hanging out. That's where I was doing the radio show last year. Most of the time was from the beach. Told the guy what I do. He became interested. We started to talk. We started to talk about his goals. And then we got into the subject of habits. This year, this person is on track to make over $500,000. A major change. And you know the only thing that changed? Some habits. First habit that changed was he started working from an actual vision. He decided to actually determine what it is he wanted. And one of the bad habits that got replaced as a consequence of adopting the new habits, the bad habit was that he would constantly change his mind. Constantly. Every day was something else. The most dangerous thing to your goals is a changing mind. I've been through it. I know. You know this too, and you know people who are like this. Even in some of the religious systems, desire is the enemy of man because desire constantly shifts. It's just an impulse is all it is. You've got to be able to maintain a constant set of thoughts, impulses, and emotions. They can't continually vacillate and change and shift from moment to moment, day to day, week to week. What you want now, you must be wanting next month. You've got to be wanting it 6 months from now, and you've got to be wanting it in the same productive way. And I'm not talking about necessarily being driven. I'm talking about from a conscious, willful state of mind, you determine what it is you're going to do. You want to know what the most beneficial aspect and characteristics of desire is? It's when you determine ahead of time what you're going to do, what you're going to be, and what you're going to have, and then you focus your mind on that, and then all your emotions and impulses, they shift to meet what you have determined in your own mind. Your mind doesn't shift. You determined, you decided, here's how it's going to be in defiance of all manner of appearances around you. I'm going to be financially successful. I'm living in a dump right now. I'm driving a hoopty with three wheels right now. I'm working a job, I'm making minimum wage and asking if they want fries with that right now. But you know what? I've decided. So it doesn't matter what the situation is now, because right now it's just a snapshot. I'm not even going to bother judging it or criticizing it. I've decided that's how it's going to be. Now, if you make that kind of decision today, and a month from now you're still holding on to that exact same decision, whatever emotions, worries, concerns, and everything that you had a month prior, they've started to shift. Your mind, your emotions, everything has started to align itself with the dominant thought that you're holding in mind right now, which is you're going to be financially successful. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about your social life. Whatever you decide how you're going to have it, as long as you can hold on to that and hold on to that resolute determination, everything about your mind will begin to move in that direction. It's like a bucket of water. And remember, there's a video on my YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/dynamicmentalfitness. There's a video that gives this illustration of a large bucket of water. When you decide what it is that you want, you're deciding, probably in defiance of the established habits of your own mind. And you know, folks, there really are not any physical habits. Not really. All habits are mental. The body just follows the mind. And you won't even notice you're having the particular mental event because it's so deeply rooted in your subconscious, hence today's show. You've got a big bucket of water. You've put your hand in it over the years and you've turned it clockwise. The water's all moving in a clockwise direction. When you make that new decision of how your life is going to be, you're basically telling your brain, hey, it's time to go in the other direction. So you, by virtue of your will, by virtue of making a decision, stop your arm and start moving it in the other direction. Guess what you're going to run into? That's right, the established forces of your own mind. Most human beings, when they start to run that arm in a counterclockwise direction, meet so much resistance, they just give up, let go, and their arm starts to move back in the clockwise direction of the already moving water. But if you can hold on, if you can continually force your arm, in other words, just hold on to that thought, that idea, and not let it go, the water, the motion of the water in the bucket will start to stall. It'll come to a standstill, and it will start moving slowly in the other direction until it's moving faster and faster and it's up to speed. And then, you know, at some point later, it's as though it the other direction never existed. It's the same in your life. If your life is moving in a particular direction, you have a particular thought, and you say, you know what, I'm going to go in this other direction instead. I'm going to make an adjustment to my own destiny. The current appearances around your life, everything that you see which reflect your dominant thinking up to this point, is going to contradict the new thought, the new idea. Not a problem. Ignore the surface appearance. Focus your mind on the thought itself. Hold on to it. Guess what will happen? Life itself, and this, it's so much more complex than I'm saying. I know that, folks. It's not this simple. The actual experience is not this simple, but the law, the actual principle is simple. You establish your thought, you hold it, you keep it right there. The world, your life will start to behave in the same way as the water in the bucket. Things will start to change, and I understand it can be a little bit frightening to think that simply by establishing what you want in your own mind and holding it there that you'll look up months from now and everything will have changed. I've seen it. I've gone through it over and over and over again. I've seen it happen with other people. There's the guy I told you about, the realtor. he and I just meeting on the beach. We met months later and had a good laugh because of certain things that we talked about that came into being merely because he and I were talking about them. I was able to remind him, hey, look at the situation right now. Do you remember months ago back on the beach when we sat down and we talked about this? And here it is. It's real. And neither one of us noticed that it was happening, but there we were. Boom. We wrote our destinies right there on the beach. It happens. So what you've got to be able to do is to understand that right now, even as you're listening to this program, folks, you are writing your destiny by whatever you're holding in your mind. So it's very, very important that you determine what it is you're holding in your mind right now. So, in any case, sat down with Realtor Guy. We established that he needed a vision. The second part of the triangle off to the left-hand side, there was one word, habits. My question to him was, what habits do you need to be able to reach the objectives that you want for the year 2009 and, of course, for the year 2010? What habits? He's like, well, what do you mean, what habits? I'm like, well, the best people in your field, what habits do they do each and every day? What are their habits? He didn't know. Well, of course, there was an assignment for him. Go find out. Do whatever it takes. Because once you know what you want, you got to go out and find out how other people do it. Because you're going to have to take on some of those same behaviors, habits, and processes. You're going to, as Anthony Robbins puts it, you're going to have to role model success. It's a classic tactic, been used for thousands of years. Adnan Khashoggi was once one of the richest men in the world. And he said the only thing he did was he looked at people like the Kennedys, saw what they did, and just started behaving like them, started thinking like them. Boom. He was a rich man. It's a classic tactic. You'll find it in all the classic self-help success books. You got to role model success. So what habits do you need? You got to know them because you're going to replace many of your current habits. And it's not just physical habits. Because remember, I told you, all habits are mental. There are thought habits that need to be replaced. There are habits of thinking that you need to totally eliminate. And you need to replace them with habits of thought that empower you. What are the habits? That was the assignment that I gave him. Took him 2 weeks to come back with it because it actually took some research. Many of them, it's different. He actually had to call people. Hey, what do you do? What makes you so successful? Because I want to have those same habits. And you know what? He got help. Folks, if there are habits that you need to incorporate in your life, you do whatever it takes. And one of the great secrets is, if you start, if you begin, you've already started a new, different, brighter habit. All you got to do is investigate. That in itself starts you on the path. And then, of course, the third part of the triangle was his system, his skills. And it being that he was a real estate person and a salesperson, of course, he had to be a master of a sales system. He had to know what words to say to clients. He had to know when to say them, how to overcome objections, that sort of thing. So all he had to do was know what he wanted. He needed to know which habits he needed to do each and every day. Did he need to get up earlier? Did he need to increase his health? Did he need to start hitting the gym? Did he need to start a reading habit? You know, was there phone calls that need to be made, a certain amount of phone calls? Did he need to start getting around the right people? And, you know, these are the things you're going to need to find out. Because it is your habits that you do each and every day that's going to take you towards your goal. To where you don't have to think about it anymore because you're just doing it automatically. And when I say you don't have to think about it, I'm not meaning that you don't have to plan, that you don't have to visualize. What I'm saying is you don't have to worry. You don't have to question yourself, because you'll get up every day knowing with a smile on your face that you're doing what you're supposed to do each and every day. So, the important thing in using mental focus to develop the habits that take you automatically towards your goal is you need to be able to control your moment-to-moment mental focus. And it can get to a point to where you don't even have to worry about that, because your mental focus from moment to moment will automatically take you towards your goal once you make it a habit. Now, before you can even have mental focus, and you can listen to previous shows, I've said this over and over again, you've got to have the ability to control your attention. You've got to have the ability to control your attention. If you didn't know this, go back, listen to last week's show on attention control. Without the ability to control your attention, you will not have the ability to concentrate moment by moment on the tasks you need to do. That means you'll be in possession of a poor mental habit. Once you learn to concentrate, you're in possession of the most powerful mental habit you can have. Once you learn to concentrate, I repeat, you will be in possession of the most powerful mental habit you can have, because in the ability to concentrate is sown attention control, absolute attention control. The ability to concentrate on the right thoughts, the ability to concentrate on the right emotions, to be able to pull up the right thoughts, to be able to pull up the right emotions, to be able to program the right impulses to be so that you will want to do the things you need to do instead of having to wrestle over them. And, of course, your actions will naturally flow from that. So by being able to have your first habit as the ability to concentrate your mind on the what you need to do as long as you need to do it, folks, you're more than halfway there. Your moment-to-moment mental focus, what you're doing with your attention, what you're clinging to in your thoughts, what you're feeling as a result of both those, and what you habitually express to other people, those things are writing and solidifying your destiny, even as you listen to me. You want to measure how well you're doing? Keep track of what you say to other people. Oh, here's one. Keep track of what other people are saying to you, the people you're hanging around. Listen to what they're talking about when they talk to you, because that's what you're talking about. And if it ain't got to do with your goals, you better either change conversation, change thoughts, or change friends. Because the law of association says the people you hang around, you become exactly like them. If you want to know what your mental focus is like, listen to your friends. That'll give you a good warning signal. So, let's talk a moment about the importance of going into a conscious partnership with the most powerful part of yourself, which is your subconscious mind. Pay particular attention to this principle, folks. Your subconscious mind is going to become your ally to keep you from having to constantly run the show yourself. It's tiring to constantly have to fight yourself and force yourself to do something. It's a fantastically freeing and relieving experience to wake up knowing that you're going to want to do and that you're actually going to do the things you need to do that day. No more fighting and no more struggling. And to get that done, you've got to make your subconscious mind your ally, so you've got to start paying attention to what comes out of your subconscious mind. Again, concentration. What thoughts do you think from moment to moment, especially in regards to your goals? How do you feel about the idea of getting what you need done today? How do you feel about it? Do you want to? Are you excited about it? Are you passionate about it? Are you in love with what you need to do? Or is there resistance? You wake up in the morning, you know what you got to do today. You get to the end of the day and you look at your list, if you even have a to-do list, and you see that you haven't done very much, or you may not have done anything at all. In fact, you may have done the complete opposite of what you were supposed to do. Look at your results at the end of the day. I told you, yeah, listen to the people you hang around, but look at the results at the end of the day. Be honest. Be totally honest. Did you do what you were supposed to do? Did you even do half of it? Did you even try? That'll let you know whether your subconscious is your ally or not. Because if your subconscious is your ally, you don't have to worry about that. It gets done. At least the most important stuff, the most valuable stuff gets done. So you look at your results at the end of the day, and that'll tell you whether or not your subconscious is your ally. Why? Because your impulses, your desire to do things, and what you feel about them, and what you think about the things you need to do, that's all a result of subconscious habit, how you feel about things. Man, I'm a sales guy. I got to make some calls to people I don't even know. I got to do cold calling. I got to follow up on prospects. I want to start a business, but gosh, man, you got to do a business plan. You know what a pain in the butt that is? I don't feel like doing any marketing research. It's boring. All that springs from your subconscious, folks. What you want is for the feelings toward the tasks you need to do to be supportive, to be empowering, to be motivating, and to be inspiring. You want those feelings to move you. So, if you're not feeling it, if you're not in the zone, if you're not in the groove, you need to make your subconscious your ally. You'll be feeling it. You'll be in the zone. You'll be in the groove each and every day. So you got to make that your top priority. A little bit later, I'm gonna tell you what you can do to start changing your subconscious into your ally. You need powerful habits to move you in a straight line. Remember that part. You got to know what you want. That's the vision part. Then you need the habits. That's the other part of the triangle. And then, of course, you need the skills. But the skills part, folks, that's easy. The most difficult parts are going to be the vision of knowing what you want, because that in itself is a habit, because you got to always know what you want, which means you got to be able to concentrate on it. And then there's the part about the habits, which means you got to make your subconscious your ally, which means you've got to take on a new habit of making sure, you know what, you don't have to take on a new habit. I just thought about that, because if you take care of the first part, if you take care of the vision, and I think I illustrated this earlier, the habits will take care of themselves. Once you take care of that first habit of being able to concentrate on what it is that you want, your physical habits, your action habits, the things you do every day, they'll take care of themselves. They will displace the disempowering or non-related habits that you have right now. And again, the one thing that I really, really, really want to emphasize that you've got to change is you've got to stop the habit of changing your mind. If you can simply stop changing your mind, you will get what you want. So, making your subconscious into your ally. The difference between your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. Your conscious mind is you, who you think you are, right then and there, listening to this show. I ask you, I say, hey, Joe Bob, who are you? You start to tell me who you are in that moment. Hey, that's your conscious self. The you listening to the show, the you who's right now probably munching on some popcorn and high-fiving your friends because you get to listen to a brilliant guy like me. That's your conscious mind. You're driving yourself through your day. Well, some of us are. Some of us are asleep at the wheel. That's your conscious mind. And I'll give you an illustration. The conscious mind is the captain of a ship, a great vessel on the sea. The conscious mind is you. You are the captain. You're standing at the wheel. You're in the wheelhouse guiding a great vessel. Your subconscious mind is the vessel itself. Huge, massive, much more powerful than the conscious mind. Vast. And it's subconscious because you do not have conscious control over it. It's where habit comes from. It controls the beating of your heart, the pace of the blood through your veins. It integrates all your senses into your ability to perceive and to understand and to know. Matter of fact, it's your subconscious mind that makes you possible. It's the seat of your emotions. It's the seat of your impulses. And as a result, the seat of your behaviors. And for many people, subconscious mind determines their behaviors from moment to moment. Now, if you're training under me, it's going to be your conscious mind that does that. Takes a lot of work, though. Hey, guys, I see you in the chat room there. I'll be in after the show. I'll answer any questions you have. So, you're the captain, conscious person, you, the I that you can sit, that you can call yourself. You're the captain. The subconscious is the big ship. You, as the captain, have the ability to issue commands to the ship down there below. But if you're asleep at the wheel, the ship's moving on autopilot, and that's most people, I'm sorry to say. Most people are simply vessels on the great sea of life, floating along on autopilot. The captain's asleep at the wheel. Some people don't even have an idea that they're supposed to be a captain. But if you've listened to this show long enough, you've heard enough illustrations to understand how important it is for you to be a conscious, purposeful, willful human being, to train yourself to gain more awareness. And you know it goes in a process of basic attention control, mental concentration, mental focus, tapping into your willpower. You've heard these things enough so that you can actually wake up, put your hands on the wheel, and start to issue commands. You can issue commands. Hey, full speed ahead. Slow down. Reverse course. I don't want to go that direction. Here, let me turn the wheel in the direction that I want to go. Here, let me take out the maps and charts, spread them out on the table, and determine what port I want to go to. I want to get out of the storms. I want to get on smooth seas, and I want to head to the paradise of my own design. Now, here are some characteristics that are interesting. You, as a conscious person, the conscious you can issue commands, but you don't get an instant reply from the subconscious. The subconscious has to be programmed because, remember, it's the bucket of water. It's already moving in a particular direction. Now, if the commands are intense enough and backed enough with enough emotion, you can get a result, and you can get it fast. It might not be instant, but what you don't want is pain. You don't want a result because of pain. It's like touching a hot stove. Ow, you don't want to touch that stove again. There's an instant reaction, but it involved pain. That kind of sucks. We don't want to do that. So you have to be conscious, and you have to be prepared each and every day to recondition the subconscious to get the result you want. And that's why a lot of the old masters tell you, when you've got a goal, you've got to break it out every day. You've got to write it down every day. You've got to review it every day. What are you doing there, folks? You're the captain in the ship, and you're issuing the command to the subconscious until the subconscious takes over and starts doing it on its own. Now, here's a strange thing. If you're the captain looking out the windows of the ship, you've been issuing the commands for a month. Your perception might not see that you're actually making the change course-wise, but believe it, you are. You just might not be able to recognize the territory. That's why you've got to be patient. Now, here's a mistake that people will make. They'll start to issue a new command. They'll look out the window expecting something instant to happen. They won't see any particular change of course, so they'll give up. They'll start issuing other commands. Heck, they'll just go ahead and fall asleep at the wheel. You know, nothing's happening. Let me go ahead and doze off, kick up my feet here, and let the ship go wherever the heck it wants to go. It always ends up wrecked on a beach somewhere where you don't want to be, rocky shores. So stay awake. Have the courage to even endure any discomfort by seeing things the way they are in your life, and stay awake. Stay awake. Keep your hands on the wheel no matter what happens. Keep issuing the commands. Your subconscious mind will eventually bring it about to you. That's why it's so important to be able to know what you want. As long as you keep your mind dwelling on that, the ship will right itself. So you're the captain. The ship, which is much bigger than you, will obey your commands, but it might take a little time, so you got to continue to feed the commands to your subconscious mind. How do you do that? I tell you what, there's all kinds of ways. You got to be able to set your goals. You got to be able to review your goals. You got to break them out. You got to care about them. You've got to have faith. If you ever hear over the loudspeaker anything, which is your thoughts, any contradicting commands, you've got to replace them. You've got you. If I ever, in my own mind, if I know what I need to do, if I hear a contradicting command from my own subconscious, remember, these are things that are already programmed into your subconscious. They're just mechanical things that just blurt out. I want to be a ballet dancer. Oh, you can never be a ballet dancer. That's what comes up from your subconscious. You detect that. That's not your voice. It just sounds like your voice. You immediately insist on the thing you want. I will be a ballet dancer. I'll wear a frickin' tutu, and I'll dance around on my tippy toes in front of an audience of millions. There. Your subconscious loves that kind of authority. Never allow a doubt to hold the stage of your mind. Never allow a doubt or a worry or an anxiety or a concern to determine your state of emotion. You determine your state of emotion. You determine your state of emotion by keeping your attention on the thing you want, what you want to be, what you want to do, and what you want to have. But most important, what you want to be. Because if you can be that person, you will do the things you need to do, and you will have the things you want to have. You're the captain. It's the vessel. It's more powerful than you, but you issue the commands. If you do not issue the commands, if you take your hands off the wheel, if you do not act as captain, it will go on whatever course has been established for it, and most of the time it's not a course established by you, but one established by society, one established by your parents, one established by your expectations of your duties to society and friends and spouse and all that kind of stuff. You've got to determine your own course. Focus your attention daily. Rally your subconscious to your side by asking these questions. Start off like this. What are the best habits of thought and behavior that I should integrate into my life in order to achieve my objectives along the straightest line and in the shortest time possible? Folks, write this question down. What are the best habits of thought and behavior that I should integrate into my life in order to achieve my objectives along the straightest line and in the shortest time possible? What habits do you need? What do you need to think? What kind of thoughts do you need to cling to? What types of emotions need to be backing those thoughts? What kind of feelings do you need to have on a regular basis? Because those are going to determine what you feel like doing each and every moment, and that's going to determine what actions you take. Here's another question you need to ask. What are the core beliefs, ideas, and strategies that I need to integrate into my life so that I may achieve my objectives along the straightest line and in the shortest time possible? What beliefs do you need to have? Because I can tell you right now, there are beliefs you have right now that are slowing you down along that course. There are beliefs you have that are sending you right and left, of course. If you've got beliefs that are not only slowing you down, but sending you off course, friends, whoo, time for new habits of thought. You need to know, what do you need to believe? What ideas do you need to cling to? And what strategies do you need to implement each and every day? Your habits are your strategies. Think of that from here on out. Whatever you do each and every day, that's the strategy you're clinging to in mind. And if you're doing anything over and over again on a regular basis that's taking you away from your objectives or slowing you down or taking you in the exact opposite direction or causing you to live a life you don't even want to be living, that's because your habits are not strategized. You want to know. You want a strategy. What are going to be my habits so that I can relax? So that I can be that captain who just stands on the vessel, sipping a nice hot cup of coffee and watching the good scenery go by, because I know where this vessel is going, because I gave it the commands. Another question you want to ask yourself: who already possesses these things, that I may seek them out, learn them, and make them my own, so that I may achieve my objectives along the straightest line and in the shortest time possible. Who already has these things? The law of association. Get off your couch. Go find somebody who's already got it done. Befriend them. Make sure they're good people. And ask as many questions as you can. Grill them. Milk them. Take them to lunch. Do their lawn. Wash their car. Whatever it takes to get the good information. But keep your attention close. Be careful. Not everybody who seems successful is truly successful. I deal with people who are working in the high six figures. I deal with people who are already established wealthy, and not all of them are happy human beings. And some of them will give you basic advice on how to get to that particular level, but they'll also give you advice that will make you as miserable as they are. And that's the part you want to avoid. So get around the right people. Go to Chamber of Commerce functions. Talk to people who are already doing what you want to do. Go to Rotary and other social events. Kick down the door and walk your butt in there as bold as can be, no matter where you are at this stage in your life. If you've got nothing, if you don't even have a clue, you walk your tail right up there, you hammer on that door, and you walk right in there as bold as can be. You have a right. You are a human being. It is impossible to be better than that. The richest man in the world, the most successful human being on the planet, is no more a human being than you are. You have the right to walk right in there and ask. So you do it. Be bold. Be outrageous if you have to. Get around the right person. Who already possesses these things? Folks, gather a list of empowering ideas, strategies, whatever you need. Read some books. Books are the most, oh my goodness. You want the right principles? You want to get around the right people? Head to the library. Get the right book, because a lot of these folks have already written this stuff down. Look at those strategies. Ask yourself, is that the strategy I need to incorporate in my life? Do I need to make that a habit to where I do that automatically every day? And then go ahead and do it. Never mind that the water turns in that rapid clockwise direction. You impose your will on the smallest point of control and move your arm in the opposite direction against all resistance. The life, the waters of life will slow down in reverse direction. And months from now, you won't even know or even realize that they were going in the opposite direction, because they'll all be in a flow. You'll be living in the flow of the thing that you have in your mind. So, folks, here are some ways that you can use to begin to make your subconscious mind into your ally. Now, some of these sound simplistic, but I promise you, just because it appears simplistic on the surface does not mean that it's going to be a joke. You do these things. These are, as a matter of fact, a lot of these are how you already became where you are right now. I promise you they work, because look at your own life. I guarantee they work. The reason you are where you are right now is because of some of these strategies. So I won't even apologize. They're simple. Do them. Here's a way you can start to make your subconscious ally into your subconscious mind into your ally. One, strategic mental training. Folks, if you hear the sound of my voice, go to neuralsculpting.com and get 7 days to better brain fitness. Now, the course right now is sitting on dynamicmentalfitness.com, but we're moving it over today and tomorrow to where it's on neuralsculpting.com. 7 days to better brain fitness. Get the ebook. There's your start to some strategic mental training. You can hit the library, get some books. There's strategic mental training there. There's good books. Heck, Think and Grow Rich. There's a classic for you. You can read it for free, no problem. Heck, you can get a free copy of that online. Think and Grow Rich. There's a good training. Even better, 7 days to better brain fitness. Now, you can get a coach. I'm a coach. I'm a mental coach. You can go to the NeuroSculpting Training Studio, sign up. You'll get access to me because I do weekly live training where I actually talk to the folks live on the phone, help make sure that your training plan is fitting the goals that you have. Heck, go find another coach. But whatever you do, strategic mental training is one way that you're going to get your subconscious mind onto your side and not working against you. Here's another way. Personal associations. We've talked about it already in this program. People start hanging around the people that will help you think the right thoughts, get the right habits. People you can observe. Sometimes you can just go to a place. You don't have to talk to anybody. I've done this before. I've gone to meetings and events, and I simply stood back and watched and listened to the conversations that were going on. Much of the time, it was useless. But every once in a while, I would run into a conversation of one businessman talking to another businessman, or one particular spiritual leader talking to a businessman, or vice versa. All you got to do is hear it, and you'll see opportunities to get closer to these folks and strike up a conversation and ask. And people love nothing more than to share their good news with you. Change your personal associations. Stop hanging around knuckleheads. Look at your friends. Listen to what they're talking about. Is that going to get you where you want to go? Add value to your social situation. Your social situation can launch you where you want to go. Another route to helping you change the direction of your subconscious so that it can be an ally rather than an enemy. Audio recordings, folks, digital, disc, tape, however you want to get them. Ensure that they're actually valuable to your progress. Listen to them or watch them. If it's a video, watch it over and over and over again. Let it start to sink in. Let it plant the seed into your mind. Let it integrate itself into who you are, into your character. It'll be self-perpetuating. I mean, I am who I am today because of what I came across in the search for being a better person. Now, I remember when I was in the military, folks, I woke up one morning, I looked around my apartment, there were bodies all over the place, people just drunk as they can be. I was the last man standing, I still woke up first. It was a heck of a party. I looked around and I went, you know what, this here is not going to continue to be my life. First thing I did that day after I sobered up and got over the hangover, I went to the bookstore there in San Diego. I looked along the bookshelves. I spent a couple hours there, and I ran across a little book, just a little thing. And the name of the book was As a Man Thinketh. Changed my life. That determined everything right there. And all it was a little book. Never been the same since. Another way you can help change your subconscious around to make it your ally rather than your enemy, affirmative declarations. You've heard of affirmations. And it might seem weak, but folks, I promise you this. It's an idea, an affirmation that you write down. I like to declare it as an affirmative declaration because I like to put emotion behind it. Decide it. Write it down. Put it on a piece of paper. Get a stone. Write a single word that represents what it is you want for your life. And do it every day. Do it several times a day. This is classic stuff. You're going to be re-imprinting your subconscious if you do this. Be fearless in this regard, folks. Be fearless in this regard. Don't listen to your own mind's negativity. That's the water in the bucket. Oh, you've been giving this affirmation for 3 months, and well, what has changed? Remember, you're the captain on the bridge. You're looking out the window. Water is water. You can't tell that the course has changed. Folks, the course has changed. It's not the same. You're not heading in the same direction. Affirmative declarations. Do them. And then finally, here's one, hypnosis. I'm not talking about that mumbo-jumbo where you're standing on the stage and people are clucking like a chicken, acting like idiots. I'm talking about real hypnosis. If you can find somebody who actually knows what they're doing and they can teach you the art and craft and the skill of self-hypnosis, you can bypass your critical mind and feed instructions directly to your subconscious mind. Learn hypnosis. Learn the art. Get with somebody who knows what they're doing. Those are ways that you can change your subconscious mind into your ally, but the most powerful one that I recommend is, of course, strategic mental training. And again, go ahead, get the 7 days to Better Brain Fitness. Go to the NeuroSculpting Training Studio. Get yourself signed up. Folks, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Mental Power Hour. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I'll be there in a second to answer any questions. And I'll look forward to being with you next week on the pre-recorded show.